Hello again, brothers and sisters, on this Lenten journey. We're up to day 27, 27th day of Lent, and it's Friday, March 24th, and John Pavlovitz has a devotion for us today. Coincidentally, it falls on the 27th day of Lent. And it's called Lover, Runner, Fighter. Lover, Runner, Fighter. The scripture comes from the Gospel of John today, chapter 2, verses 14 through 16. John 2, 14 through 16. I think you'll recognize the story here. Let's hear the word of God. In the temple courts, Jesus found people selling cattle, sheep, and doves, and others sitting at tables exchanging money. So he made a whip out of cords and drove all from the temple courts, both sheep and cattle. He scattered the coins of the money changers and overturned their tables. To those who sold doves, he said, "Get these out of here. Stop turning my father's house into a market." May God bless the word of the Lord. Here's John Pavlovitz's devotion today. We often reference the story of Jesus' clearing the temple as a way of justifying anger. I know I do. And certainly it reminds us that anger and goodness aren't mutually exclusive. Yet, it's important to realize that though this more demonstrative expression isn't out of character for Jesus, it's not commonplace either. This wasn't Jesus' default setting. This was selective outrage. It's easy for compassionate human beings to develop outrage addiction. Outrage addiction. We can become so conditioned in the battles and the wars that we become dependent on them. Falling into a pattern of opposition in which we continually seek information that keeps us in. Over the last year, you may have actively pushed back against a politician or a party or a piece of legislation or a religious movement. And now, even if that has been resolved, you can't figure out how to stop fighting. You've probably heard that expression, "I'm a lover, not a fighter." I always used to joke, "I'm a runner, then a lover, then a fighter." And I think that perfectly encapsulates how I'd like you to approach the emotional and physical toll of this work. By fighting, loving, and running. One of the keys to fighting outrage addiction and the fatigue of the fight is in noticing our energy orientation, realizing where our energies are being expended, where we are putting our resources, and where we are directing our attention. And making sure we have diversity of experience. Sometimes we turn over tables and chase away the opportunists, and other times we set tables and feed those who are most vulnerable. If we exist only in a battle posture and only fight, we are going to become negative and exhausted and bitter. think about your resource allotment and your energy orientation today. Spend some time fighting, some time loving, and when you're tired, some time running from it all. Amen.